Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everyone, to an amazing episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, the Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 46 countries, such as the U.S. and Canada, India, France, Belgium, Panama, Australia, New Zealand. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here, we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our life and how we're using these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us every Wednesday live at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern as well. Be on the lookout for Tuesdays and Thursdays where I have special pop-up episodes for book launches, product launches, events that my speaker friends are speaking at, and we do live shows on the road as well. Now, to not miss an episode, you can subscribe to wherever you are currently listening, either on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, or the Google Play Music app. You can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. On the show are impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests I have on the show, we are a live show. So be sure to listen to us on those live days and times. You can call into the show 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-3809. So please help me welcome to the show, Geetha Krishnan. What is happening with you?
Hello, Sean. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on this amazing show. Thank you so much.
Oh, welcome to the show. So where are you calling in from? You're calling in from?
Chicago. I'm calling in from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, you guys seem like you're not buried in snow anymore. Yeah, you guys kind of dug yourselves out, huh?
Uh-huh. Tell me about that. Deep down, we were dug in and we're out the snow and enjoying the beautiful weather. It's amazing summer and looking forward to just be out there in the sunny sun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was out in outside of Chicago. I was in Schaumburg back in March and I learned that you got to get a jacket from Chicago to go to Chicago. Like, you can't just bring like any old jacket. Like, you have to buy a jacket from there because it is cold.
Indeed.
It is cold.
It is. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. So I want to welcome you to the show. Honored to have you on the show. So the title of this episode is Dynamic Growth with Gratitude with Geetha Krishnan. Geetha supports individuals, teams, and employees in organizations to appreciate themselves and enhances employee engagement to increase bottom lines in businesses through interactive live experiential workshops. She is an organizational leader, a corporate trainer, gratitude leadership coach, international best-selling author, and a professionally certified international speaker. She holds a master's in psychology and has trained over 20,000 people in Fortune 500 companies for the past 14 years. As she says, she teaches people to think and laugh all the way to the bank. She is also a global goodwill ambassador. All of her links are there. She has a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and her website is www.geetha, G-E-E, Krishnan is K-R-I-S-H-N-A-N, GeethaKrishnan.com. Look her up. She is absolutely sensational. You have to hook up with Geetha and learn more about her. So reading that, I am super pumped because part of my resilience platform and like an hour block of my training is in gratitude. So when I saw this, I was like, yes, Yes, somebody gets it. Right?
Talk about
what a gratitude leadership coach is.
Surely. When we talk about gratitude, it's something that is so deep inside us. You know, we all have that, each one of us. And many a times, this is what I've observed, is we tend to think about gratitude and we tend to think about being grateful mostly during Christmas time or during
right.
Thanksgiving, isn't it? So that's the time when we generally want to go out there and support people, return back, give back. It's a wonderful phenomena. But at the same time, how about we start thinking gratitude on a continuous daily basis? How about we start, wanting to be grateful every day, being in the continuous flow of gratitude every minute of the day? How would that transform your life? How would that be so amazing? Just thinking about it. If I just want all of our listeners, as well as yourself, Sean, to just think that and feel that, you know, at this moment, if we tell ourselves, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for. So I'm grateful for Sean for inviting me on this amazing platform and just listening to you share about the reach that it has and the wonderful, amazing audience that I'm going to talk to and those who will be joining in on us and interacting with us. Just that feeling of the gratitude that I'm collecting right now, instantly, that gives me so much of power, so much of energy, so much of the goodness that the gratitude itself brings with us. That is the power of gratitude. And each one of us can create that for ourselves, harness that. And that is what a gratitude leadership coach supports and helps every person to build themselves as a gratitude leader, not just for others, but also for themselves.
Awesome. You nailed it. Like I'm in the gratitude space and literally that's what I talk about. So you absolutely nailed it. For those who gratitude is thankful, but and you explained it in such a great way that you broke it down so it's easily digestible. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
I wanted, as a personal question, this may not have anything to do with the show, but so professionally certified international speaker. Talk about that real quick. Like what is that, or how did you do that? Because I'm a speaker, technically international, I guess, if you speak in Canada. So what is a professionally certified international speaker? Like, how did all that happen?
I'm part of an organization, Women's Prosperity Network, and so we do a lot of networking and meeting. So they have a program which helps you to do business of speaking. So it's basically a certification that gives you that you are certified as a professional speaker. And I've been traveling all over the world, especially in India, and I'm going to do a lot of speaking in various other countries in Asia, Malaysia. I've been speaking here in the U.S. and then Canada. And all number of, as you rightly said, speaking all over the world, virtually as well as broadcasts and everything. So it automatically it becomes an international speaker. So that gives me the credentials of being a professionally certified speaker, but as an
Perfect.
International speaker.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Awesome. So what is your why? Like, why do you do what you do? Like, you know, so why are you a speaker? Why the author? Why the gratitude coach? Like, what is your big why? Why do you do what you do?
My big why is my mother. My mother grew up, we grew up in Mumbai, India, and my mother brought us up as when she was 28 years, rather 26 years old, she lost her husband. That is my father, and I was 3 years old,
oh,
and
wow.
My sister was in her womb. She was not even born then, and my mother was a housewife. She didn't know anything. She was absolutely taken care of by my father. she wouldn't, she hadn't even stepped out of the house, you know, apart from homely duties. And one fine day, all of a sudden, she was all alone with two kids, rather one yet to come in just a month or two. And she is the resilience that you shared, Sean. She is the person.
Right.
She's my go-to role model, or I just bow my head to her, and I'll just do whatever she says. And she brought us up single-handedly. Of course, we had support of family members and friends and everybody. But at the same time, she gave us the strength to stand up on your legs, to be yourself, to show to yourself, forget about others, but to yourself, that each one of us have that confidence, have that resilience to build in ourselves and be someone whom you want to at any point of time. And my gratitude, first and foremost, goes to my mother at any, under any circumstances. That is my big why.
Right.
And always I want to be the proud daughter for her. And that's something that has been burning in my heart for a very long time, and that made me want to do so much more, go out into the world and bring in all the happiness
yeah.
that I can, not only for myself, but everyone whom I can touch.
Awesome. That's, man, that is a huge why. Oh my gosh. It's never
yeah.
easy, you know, losing a family member, especially, you know, one that's like super close to you.
Yeah.
So.
And that motivated me to also work towards a legacy, Sean. I just would love to share it here.
Yeah.
I want to I'm in the process of creating a foundation for young mothers, especially who have been, rather helping them to teach to fish rather than giving them the fish, to giving them
right.
an opportunity to find work, or if they don't have a work, creating those opportunities for them. And my target is by 2030, I would want to touch 30 million children around the world. So this is something that I have as a close, something very close to my heart. It's a why, and I'm working towards it. And this is solely my mother has created that intention in my heart to be able to do that. I wish to touch 30 million children and want to support young mothers who can support their children in turn, you know, to be their nurturing mothers, as my mother has been for the both of us.
Right. Wow, that's a great mission. 30 million children around the world. You want to inspire and change their life. That is amazing. Do you have plans for the nonprofit or the charity? Like, do you have a way that this is going to happen?
I have a blueprint. I have charted out and have been talking with people. But mostly I would be starting it in India, because that's where I'm from, and I would want to
right.
create the foundation there and then spread it out to different countries. And, of course, U.S. would be the main place where I'd be. But then, yes, I've been formulating a lot of strategies, mostly connecting with schools and colleges where we can take it up further. And then it's not just me doing it, but then it's not going to happen just by yourself. You need help. So the more people can support, the more people come forth, we can create that a lot more easier and faster.
That's amazing. I absolutely applaud you. And I wish you the best. And I think you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be
amazing. That's my vision and goal. And it's audacious,
yeah.
yes. But at the same time.
It's great, though. A big, hairy, audacious goal. A BHAG. A big,
yes,
hairy, audacious goal. You have to do it. Because why would you want to think about the gratitude, right? Like when you're grateful, right? I mean, you know this. You know, when you're grateful, you want to show it to people so you can write a letter. You can, you know, make a phone call. You can do, and think about some of the things that we do for like Valentine's Day. We go to extravagant lengths to propose to somebody, or we go to extravagant lengths to do a military welcome, right? Like, we'll dress up as a goalie and have the wife and kids, like, shoot pucks or whatever. And all of a sudden, he rips off the mask and, oh, it's dad. You know, like, we go to these extraordinary lengths for the people that we absolutely care about the most. And it ties into gratitude, right? So why think small when you can think big, play big, and literally change the world? Why would you not want to do that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the support and the encouragement. It means a lot, because this is something that's so close to my heart, and I'm working really hard towards it, not just externally, but also internally, because that's something that's more important. It's all in the mind. If we can decide to do it, like I read somebody's quote the other day, that if people are not laughing at you, your goal is not big enough, you know?
So, right. Exactly. Yes. Like, I always tell people two things with their goals, right? You have to have these big goals,
exactly.
Okay? So
exactly.
If someone's goal doesn't make someone else laugh, if your goal literally doesn't throat punch people, then it's not high enough.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Absolutely.
So I want people to be wowed by someone's goal. Like, I was like, 30 million people. Most, you know, some other people be like, oh my gosh, 30 million, that's like almost impossible. I'm like, do it. Like, let's do this. Like, yes. You know what I mean? 30 million,
absolutely.
Make it 50 million. Just round the number off, then make it 50 million. You know, like, but, you know, like, because when you're playing big, right, you take massive action, massive results happen. You take mediocre action, mediocre results happen. If you play silly games, you get silly prizes. If you play big games, oh man, the transformation that happens from one can transform lives across generations.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can touch so many lives just to inspire them. I do a lot of volunteering work. I've worked with American Cancer Society, and I teach children, students and youngsters, do a lot of volunteering work. And also, I do online workshops for schools. That is projects in India and various other countries. So I do online workshops on communication skills. So it's something that really helps me to motivate them, inspire them. And if you go on LinkedIn, I keep doing a lot of posts and videos that inspires. And so many people come forth. There are messages, and they come forth. And Geeta, I would like to know more about this topic. And can you share a little about that topic? And then I go and share about that. And they're absolutely elated. I sing songs. I'm a good singer. So,
oh, wow.
It's so much fun, so they are so inspired and they want to do more. So that gives me the energy to really put forth myself in all different perspectives and in more creative ways, so that if I can inspire myself to do that, then I'm sure that there are many more who would want to see that and want to perform and do better just by being inspired, isn't it?
Heck yeah. I love it. Yeah, oh, I'm so pumped. Like, that's so cool that you're going to do that. I love it. Absolutely
Thank
love
you.
It. So,
thank you.
So tell us what the transformational moment was that set you on the path to what you're doing now. I mean, I just don't think that you woke up one day and says, I'm going to deal with gratitude. I'm going to change, 30 million lives. I'm going to train for 14 years, 20,000 people in Fortune 500 companies. I don't think you just woke up saying, I think I'll just do this. What was that transformational moment that set your life on the path that you're following now?
Surely. When I started off, Sean, the exact moment, if I go back to, I was a homemaker and I was taking care of my kid. And one fine day I thought I should do something for my child. I should be a better mother. And I decided to take a master's in psychology. And I started learning so much more about child psychology and interactions. And I came across training and development as a field. And I realized that I'm a really good speaker. And I'm a person who is outward you know, more into interactions. So that really helped me understand myself a lot more better, and I started delving into it more, and I realized it's an amazing field, and I just jumped in. And without knowing, I was in it full-time as a consultant, as a full-time speaker, as a trainer, and I got opportunities one after the other. I was training Pan-India, just traveling different places. People were wanting me to come down there, so I had a chauffeur-driven vehicle and, you know, flying around the different states of India, and also taking care of my home at the same time. And I had opportunity to be a faculty with management colleges. I've taught over 25 different management subjects in various management colleges in Mumbai, in India, prominent ones. And apart from that, I had opportunity as a psychologist to counsel students and also teach them the value systems and what how they need to, they want to be themselves to inspire them. So all these things together, I was practically working 24/7 doing workshops with students and colleges and volunteering, and I was also I'm a good classical dancer, so I was doing performances for nonprofits and learning as well as teaching dance. So along with music, so it was like a rainbow or a kaleidoscope of colors going around all the time, being with the family. But at the same time, I used to spend all the time that my son needed. So to the extent that my neighbors did not even know that I was working, and along with I was there present for him, for my family, as well as taking care of the external work that I used to do. So it was so beautiful, and everything was going really well. And I thoroughly enjoyed all that I was doing. So the transformation moment, as you rightly said, was just me wanting to be there for my child. And that gave me the opportunity to be there for so many more people. And when I used to interact with students, they used to come up with queries, and I used to teach them. I could feel the energy. I could feel them being inspired. And that made me want to jump in and want to support them more, learn more, teach more. And as you are aware that when you teach, you start learning more. So the more we are teaching, I was at a seminar, and Marshall Goldsmith had just said that. So he's a teacher. He's a learner first and then a teacher, because that's how you create your understanding. You learn more, because as you go learning, that's how you go teaching. And that gave me so much opportunity to learn, and I kept just being a sponge to whatever came my way. I kept doing different certifications. I took up certification in counseling and rational emotive behavior therapy. I took certification in creative movement therapy. I took, I started using all those things in my workshops, and I did team-centered interaction from Tata Institute of Social Sciences and from Germany. So all these different opportunities that came my way, I just lapped them, because I was hungry to learn. I was hungry to teach, because all that I could learn, I could teach them. And that's what made me want to do more. Doing that, we got the opportunity of coming to the U.S. And I was doing so much work, totally up the trajectory to the extent that people came up asking me that, Geeta, can you share your work with us? You know, so it was so much work for me there. And all of a sudden, we decided to move to the U.S. So I completely winded up all the work there and started from scratch coming here to the U.S. So we were in Orlando, Florida. That's where we moved. And I started my business as a consultant, as a speaker, interacting with, thankfully I found this wonderful group, Women's Prosperity Network. They supported me, and amazing friends, groups. I started running marathons here. I made a wonderful group of friends called Hunter's Creek Running Club.
Uh-huh.
And I've never run in my life. Apart from running behind my son, I had never run in my life. And nobody would, you know, even today, my family does not believe that I'm a runner. But I have run a number of half marathons, and I've been part of the Tough Mudder training. I'm a certified Tough Mudder, in training. And I've done a lot of, you're a military person, you know it better, right? So I just jumped into all these waters and started to push myself and wanted to see how much I can be resilient. I took a lot of challenges, not only work-wise, but also physically pushing myself and understanding that what is the limit, how much can we go? And I believe that each one of us can do that, you know, climbing mountains and so many things you can do here, traveling around different places. Yeah. And I remember once we went trekking up the Smoky Mountains and almost got mauled by a bear because it was late in the evening. We didn't know. There were so many bears out there, and we were almost in the midst of nowhere. And thankfully, somebody came looking for us because they knew that we were not from that place. And thankfully, that happened because I started speaking with them. So yeah. My talk helped me there as well to save our lives. Yes, it's really quite a journey that I've had. And starting off my business from scratch here, that has helped me learn so much more. And it was not an easy task. It was quite an arduous task because at the outset, even though I had over a decade of experience in India, I still coming here. It was a totally new place. And it was as good as zero experience. You know, it was like you're still starting from scratch. And it was a very challenging, extremely challenging atmosphere that I had. Yes.
That, I'm like, I don't want to say like inventory, but like, man, we're listing like the amazing qualities, like you sing, you dance, you started a business from scratch. Like you have like all of this stuff, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's so many like amazing qualities wrapped up in you. Like that's so incredible. Thank you for sharing. Great story. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah.
Truly my honor. It's just like rising of the phoenix. It's the more we keep pushing ourselves, isn't it? It's each one of us wanting to do so much more. And after starting off the business, I started realizing that gratitude, especially when I was interacting in the corporate world and doing my workshops in team building and other in communication skills, mostly team building, I used to see that there is a kind of a gap between what they want and what they need to have. And there is always the fight, the internal fight amongst individuals, you know, there was no appreciation. There was always, I should be better than him or her, or I should put my best foot forward, and I should be the person going forth. You know, that kind of a feeling, which I could sense, how much ever you try to bring in the team atmosphere building in. So I realized that this is something we need to work on, and gratitude could bridge that gap, and that gave me the motivation to want to build gratitude leadership in organizations and create that. So I started doing gratitude walks as a team building program, and I started the radio show Dynamic Growth with Gratitude, and invited all my guests all over the world. There have been guests from Australia very recently. I also do Facebook Live along with as a gratitude radio, so along with the radio show. And it's picking up so well. People have been appreciating, and there have been guests from Singapore, from Paris, all of them amazing, individuals from various fields. And Sean, you are also going to be on the show, and then I'm sure you will be soon as well.
Yeah.
So every person, every guest who comes in, they share their gratitude journey, how they have been helped, how they have been supported. And it's totally laser focused. Last week, Dr. Charles Ray was on my show, and he gave me this amazing compliment of, Geeta, your show is laser focused, just absolutely focused on gratitude. And it was so powerful. Lauren Harris was on the show, and he shared his story about how he grew up, and literally there was tears in his eyes, and everybody could you know, connect so well. So every person, every guest brings in, along with me, we bring in the gratitude stories that we've had, and it's so powerful. It's more like a virtual coffee, people joining in,
yeah,
and they share their gratitudes. Yeah, it's so amazing. I had one guest speaker who joined me from California, and while on the show, Sean, she shared a gratitude for her grandmother, and at that moment she realized, oh my God, you know, that was why I started the tea business. Her grandma used to do amazing tea, and she just remembered her, and instantly there were tears in her eyes, and she shared that, and she said, oh my God, that was why I started the business. She found her why right on the show, interacting with the audience. So it becomes so powerful, and gratitude itself is such a powerful tool. The more we realize, isn't it, the more we do that, if we can start writing just one gratitude a day, or just telling ourselves, I'm grateful for you, I'm grateful for my mother, I'm grateful for my son or my pet, or just that one feeling, you know, that it gives that powerful energy that each one of us can take forth. Like I started writing gratitudes one a day, then it made it 3, 4. So now today, after 10, 20, 50, today I write 101 gratitudes every day. So that's part of my morning ritual process, and I write 101 gratitudes. It just brings so much of happiness in just thinking about that, and even if we can give 5 minutes a day to just be grateful to who we are and how we can appreciate ourselves and our family around, that whole atmosphere changes, isn't it? Don't you think so?
Yes. No, absolutely, absolutely. You're correct. If you take, you know, 10 or 15 minutes a day, you know, to think about what you're grateful for, to think about what you're thankful for, you know, where focus goes, energy flows. So if you're focusing on the negatives, then all you're going to see is negatives. If you're focusing on positives, then the law of attraction is that you're going to focus in and draw in more positives. So yeah, you're absolutely right that, you know, a daily gratitude habit is super important for you to combat stress. I mean, just science has said that people who are more grateful, people who show gratitude, not just receive it, say, oh, I'm thankful for this, but show gratitude, have a decrease in anxiety, have a decrease in depression, and have a decrease in stress, which all three contribute to, you know, health concerns. You know, people have heart attacks. They have, you know, there's a chart. I can't remember what the chart was, but it was like stress affects this. Like if you have a stomach ache, it's this. If you have a, you know, a side pain, it can be this. If you have a headache, it can be this, you know. And there's all like these negative things that affect different organs and different parts of the body. And so just a simple science experiment showed that decrease in stress, anxiety, and depression. They also did another one where a guy would scream bad things to like a Petri dish. And then you know, the other Petri dish was, they were talked to, they were showing gratitude, like, I thank you for this, and, you know, I love you, and like all that stuff, right? And after like a couple of months, something like that, like the one that was growing the fastest was the positive one. Like it was growing, you know, and all they did different was how they talked to him. Talk to a simple Petri dish with like microscopic organisms or whatever it was in the Petri dish. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I was like blown away. I'm like, no way this is real. Like, no way. But yeah, all living things.
It is true.
All living things.
It is true. It's very true. And there's a saying that water we drink, you know, when we drink water, when we drink water with a positive thought, because at least more than 80% of our body is made of water, isn't it? So when we drink water with a positive thought and a grateful thought, it gels into your body and the whole energy changes. And it's a fact. It's a proven fact, scientifically proven. And especially I'll share an example, like in temples in India, I don't know, even here at many places, you receive something in your palm, and you receive it with the appreciation and the thankfulness to the person who is offering it. And it, you receive that energy along with that. You know? And it, that is the powerful energy which gets into your system and keeps you healthy. So all these things are scientifically proven, as you mentioned about the Petri dish, and each and everything is possible. The same way when you receive something from somebody, the moment you look at that person, you can understand if the person is giving it with a good thought or with a negative thought, right? So the same way, even over the phone or even over one-on-one in person, when we are communicating, it's all part of communication skills. But when you actually see that, you when you look at a person and you receive with a the person is with a smile, you receive it with the power, the energy of that smile. But at the same time, if the person is having a sad face, or you wouldn't want to receive that. So just the same way. So each one of us, every one of us, our energies, every tree is an energy, the water, the lakes, everything around us is an energy. And they're all grateful to you. If we show the gratitude to each and everything around us, it's just as simple and as scientific as it can be. It's just pure logic. So the more we are grateful to ourselves, we are part of everything around us, the more we can appreciate ourselves, the more we can be connected to everything around us, just being aware of, just being conscious and be grateful towards just being there. You are present. You are here at this moment. And just being there, you can feel that gratitude. And the more you share it, the more all of us share it, the more we connect with ourselves, appreciating your team members, appreciating your family. Just see the difference. Do that for just a day, a couple of minutes, or just a couple of days. You know, I encourage all my participants in workshops or my clients to take up this as a challenge. I have a challenge which I put out. It's called Loving Pat Challenge. And if you can do that for 30 days, it's basically building a habit. So a habit, it takes 21 days to build. So 30 days habit of creating, of writing down 3 gratitudes a day. You know, it's just a simple, just like motivation. You need to be motivated every day. You know, you need to, like Zig Ziglar said, you need to bathe every day. Correct?
Yes.
That's yep. As simple as that.
So right.
Isn't it? So gratitude is a muscle that you can build. It's very simple, and for starters, you can do just 1 a day, you can do 2 a day, and 3 a day. And the challenge that I'm forwarding, I would love to share with your listeners too, Sean.
Yes.
It's a Loving Pat Challenge. So it goes like this. So the first letter P is for grateful. You're grateful for a person in your life, whomsoever it may be. So it could be your wife, and you could be grateful to your wife every day, your partner every day, for different reasons, right? So you write down, I'm grateful to my partner for bringing me a cup of tea today. The next day, if you want to be grateful to the same person or somebody different, you can just write, if it's the same person, I'm grateful to my partner for bringing me a bunch of roses, you know, when I was feeling really low. So every day you write different people or the same person with different reasons. Adding an action list to that, just, or you can take it up one step further by actually physically letting them know how you feel about it. You can actually say, if your grandma is really far away, you can call your grandma and tell her, I'm grateful to you for the wonderful macarons you made me the other day, you know, when I was visiting you. So just, you will feel the difference when you're sharing your gratitude with others. When you're sharing, you the moment they receive it, they are so happy and they share their warmth to you. You're so tuned in. You're so pumped up. You want to feel that more, because that's the magic it creates. You just feel the power of it. You just feel the energy of it, and it just motivates you to do and want to do, keep doing more. And that's the first suggestion I would have is P, is grateful, being grateful to a person. Then A is gratitude to an activity.
Yep.
So you're doing an activity, any activity. I'm grateful for brushing my teeth in the mornings. It keeps my teeth healthy. I'm able to eat good food. because my teeth are healthy. So adding an action list to that. And T is gratitude to a thing, any particular thing. You ate an apple that day, so you're happy that it keeps the doctors away. You know, of course, if the doctor is pretty or handsome, you can cut the apple off. But then, yes, right, Sean?
Yeah, so no, absolutely.
So you focus on T, gratitude to a thing. Or you can also write gratitude to anything that comes to your mind at that moment. You want to write anything specific you're grateful for. Probably you went to an event and you are really pumped up about that particular event and you want to share how it was helpful for you. You can write that. So basically, writing down the three gratitudes, create a small spiral book and write it down every day in the morning. And put it under your pillow so that it's there next to your bed or on the next to your bed. So that really helps you to create a habit of writing it down. And connecting, actually physically writing it helps you to connect you with what you're writing. I generally encourage everyone to think it and ink it. So basically thinking and inking really connects us to our heart. And when you write that, it helps you to remember it better. So at the end of the day, you can go back and read it and feel that energy come up because just the moment before you go to bed, you remember all the good things, and it's in your mind, it gives you a good sleep, and psychologically, it's really helpful to get up in the morning with a good sound sleep. And give yourself a pat for doing that. So hence, it's loving pat. So it's a grateful pat, loving pat challenge that I would suggest to everyone. And take it up as a challenge. See, if you've never written a gratitude before, it would totally transform your life. It would totally change the way you look at things. And not only that, it brings abundance into your life. It brings so much of positive energy. You look at me. I'm always like this. It's not just at this moment. So it's just Sean knows that, right, Sean?
Yes.
So it's just
so honest.
Yes. So thank you for listening. But yes, please, I encourage everybody to take it up as a challenge, just for yourself, and if not for anybody else, and just go ahead and do it.
Sure. No, absolutely. And you know, the challenges just basically reinforce what we already know, what we already believe, but
correct,
works the gratitude muscle, because you have to, like I would tell everybody, do it three times a day. You have to do it morning, noon, and night. You know, like maybe on Facebook, you know, like I'm grateful for this morning, in the afternoon, and then in the evening, or at the, you know, in the evening, you could just do all three blessings, right? You could do all three blessings.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So in a lot of the Facebook groups and stuff, you know, even my group, you know, we'll do like a 66 day, like hashtag 66 day gratitude challenge. And it's a great way for your group to show gratitude. And so you count three blessings a day for 66 days. And so at the end of those 66 days, you would have 198 different things that you're thankful for. And whoever has, whoever has the greatest, you know, blessings or whatever, or shows the most gratitude, you know, wins the prize, whatever. So what we did was we did two blessings of that you're thankful for, and then the third blessing is how you showed gratitude to somebody. So we had people buying coffee. We had people inviting people to church. We had people that wrote gratitude letters, you know, just did nice things for people. And the way it made them feel was life-changing. Life-changing. When you show gratitude, the act of kindness was life-changing.
It's truly powerful, truly powerful. And I have a group, as you shared, it's 7 Gratitudes Jar. And I encourage if you'd like to join the group, because it's, again, just like as you shared, so we keep sharing gratitudes on a daily basis. And I have each day I have a mode which you can share. It's like Magical Monday, Transforming Tuesday, Wisdom Wednesday, and Thankful Thursday, Freedom Friday, Satisfied Saturday, and Special Sunday. So each day, each one of us, you know, we share our gratitude based on that, and then people come up with their own gratitudes, and or even just liking others' gratitudes, just to be connected with the intentional gratitude that you are putting out there.
Yes, definitely, definitely love it. So talk about, before we close, talk about quickly what's coming up in 2018 for you. Like, where are you headed now? You got new adventures coming up, businesses, family. Like, what does the rest of 2018 hold for you?
Oh, there are loads of things that I would go into a frenzy sharing all of that.
Right. Right. There's always something.
Yeah, there's always, isn't it? Yeah, so I'm doing a workshop with horses, you know, as an equine. I'm partnering with the equine coach, and we are doing workshops, team-building workshops with the support of horses. So that's something very exciting I'm looking forward to. And apart from that, I'm working on my book, Gratitude Leadership. That's the book that I'm writing, and I shared it with Sean earlier as well. And there are aspects of what I spoke today about the PAT, Loving PAT Challenge, and then one aspect is Gratitude Quotient, which I'm focusing on, which will be there in the book. And especially everything that goes with team building and corporate atmosphere, how we can utilize gratitude in a big way in just being connected with scientifically proven records and how people are using it. So all that will be in the book, and in four parameters, focusing on health, on wellness, on growth, on money, business, and every aspect of how gratitude can play a very important role. It will be focused on the book. So that's something I'm very proud to share about. And I'm touring a lot of countries this year, so I'm eagerly looking forward to just go on every journey with a smile on my face, and nurture every person I touch, and build and inspire the gratitude leadership journey all the way.
Love it. Love it.
Thanks.
So as we wrap up, we always do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, your products. Plug whatever it is that you want. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Thank you so much. Yes, I would love to invite all of you to visit my page, Gratitude Leadership page, as well as Dynamic Growth with Gratitude. It's on Facebook, Geeta Krishnan Speaks, Dynamic Growth with Gratitude, and all other, and LinkedIn, if you can connect. My hashtag is LinkedInspired, as well as Gratitude Leadership. So you can connect with me on LinkedIn, and I keep sharing number of content, and I have some over 10,000 plus followers, and they keep sharing their comments, and every post I make, it goes viral, over 10,000 to and people comment. There are over 100 and 150 comments on. Since you said shameless plug, I thought I might as well share that. Sean, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I would love to share this quote here. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. So that's Oprah Winfrey. She's my favorite person, and I'm looking forward to meet her someday soon. So this is something that each one of us can focus on and be grateful, be attuned to gratitude on a day-to-day basis. And if we all can do that, that's the power that you're giving me to want to support more. But this is my journey, this is my vision, my mission, and if you all can join me on that. Every Thursday I have my Gratitude Radio Show, Dynamic Growth with Gratitude, along with the Facebook Live, which is on my page, Gratitude Radio. Geeta Krishnan is my page on Facebook, and I keep sharing the information. So tomorrow at 9 a.m. EST and 8 a.m. CST, tomorrow my guest speaker is Mark Steele. So you're welcome to join us on our radio show as well.
Heck yeah. I love it. Perfect.
Thank you.
So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
Absolutely. Just be yourself. Be yourself and motivate yourself to want to do more. Because the more you do, the more you aspire to do, people look up to you. People see that. They know that. They see the glow on your face, and they want to do that too. So just I have this quote, which I've written in my first book, Journey to the Stage, Volume 4. Close your eyes and look and see, and that's your vision. So just close your eyes, and you will see your vision. What you want to do, what you aspire to do, everything will be there right in front of you. And you know, you will know your why. You don't, sometimes people want to go searching for their why, but no, all you need to do is just go inside yourself. Just go deeper inward, and you will know your why you want to do what you want to do, and it will come straight ahead, right in front of you, and be there for you always.
There you go. Boom. Love it. Geeta,
you
are a rock star. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been amazing. I learned a lot. We went deep here a little bit, right? I mean, we went deep. So anybody listening, you know, connect with Geeta, geetakrishnan.com. She's on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Her group is called Seven Gratitudes Jar. Look up the Facebook group. Join that group. It's amazing. So, Geeta, thank you so much for coming on the show. And, you know, I look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Absolutely. Me too, Sean. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And thank you all the listeners for bearing with me and listening to all my wonderful thoughts, I hope.
Yeah.
Thank you
yeah.
so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, another amazing episode, another impactful guest. If anything Geeta has talked about today, connect with her. She is the Gratitude Leadership Coach, international best-selling author, and international speaker. If you need a speaker about gratitude, if you need somebody to talk to you about a book that you want to write, like, she is the leader in this space. So connect with her. You will not be disappointed. Before we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you have in your heart. I call that living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.